On3 has released their top 100 players in college football. 13 of them are quarterbacks, and none of them are Byron Brown. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey, and next to me today is Kyle Rush. You know him, you love him, aka Charlie Five.
Just call me not Graham.
Yeah, not Graham. But yeah, like we said, they have released a list of the top 100 players on 13 of them are quarterbacks, and Byron Brown is none of them. And Kyle, I'll throw it to you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the fact that there's 13 quarterbacks is what it just makes this make no sense, because you've seen lists where he's top 10. You've seen lists where he's, you know, one of the tops in the SEC, and he's nowhere to be found. And then, you know, there's arguments for some of these guys that I can, you know, get on board with, like Dante Moore. Like, okay, he's a beast. He did it at Oregon last year. You can look at guys like Sam Levitt. I'm not a Sam Levitt believer, but I can understand, I guess, the argument there that he should be on the list. He was like the number one player in the portal this year, took Arizona State to a, you know, obviously to the playoff. Right. So there's several guys on here where I'm okay. I'm not saying that I want Byron to be the top quarterback, but I mean, my gosh, God, man, you got quarterbacks on here like, you know, Jerron, I can't even say his name, Kawis Sajapatuli, you know, from Cal, who's a phenomenal quarterback, but I mean, is he better than Byron Brown? He had negative 162 rushing yards last year. Guys like C.J. Carr. I love C.J. Carr. I think C.J. Carr is a really good player. He threw for 2,700 yards last year, again, and ran for 33. I can keep going. There's a couple of more. I'm not in love with Josh Hoover. I'm not in love with Gunnar Stockton as being a better quarterback than Byron Brown. Again, I'm not saying you got to have him as like the number one quarterback or top 10 player in college football, but – Byron Brown, not a top 100 player in college football. I mean, again, ran for 3,000, 1,000. That's not anything to just like turn your nose up at.
Yeah. And not only did it once, he did it twice. So it's
he's thrown, he's almost done the 3,000, 1,000 twice. He's definitely thrown for 3,000 twice. And then his freshman year, he just was just a couple, maybe not even 200 yards shy of running for 1,000 yards. Again, his freshman year. So I guess they're dinging him big time for, you know, level of competition. But then you got Drew Mestenmaker on the list.
Yeah.
You know, you got another G5 guy on the list. You got, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, and you were talking about, and it's a good point. I know it's just one game, and talking about how you were, you know, dinking him for the, you know, the level of competition, but he went into the swamp and won in Gainesville. That's nothing to laugh at. You know what I mean? And
I've said this, you know, multiple times, and I'm going to keep saying it because I think it's relevant. But when you look at every quarterback, a lot of quarterbacks are actually on this list. If you look at every quarterback from the SEC, and then I even threw in, what's the kid that was the quarterback at Miami last year? He was like 100-year.
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck, you look at Carson Beck, throw him in there too. Byron Brown gained more yards against Florida than all of them.
Yeah.
Even Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, he threw for 263, ran for another 66, like over 320 yards of total offense. And that is in the swamp. That is not at home. Like, that is going on the road and doing that. He continues to. All you can do is play the teams on your schedule, and what you do is you go – if you're at that level, you go dominate them, and that's pretty much what he did as far as production goes. Again. Yeah,
balled out.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's nothing to laugh at, but it's like – and we talked about it before we, you know, started recording. There's no way the list exceeds 15 quarterbacks, and I'm thinking no way it exceeds double digits, but here we are. It's 13 total quarterbacks, and the fact that Byron Brown isn't one of them, and I know, again, it's one game. He went into the swamp, but that performance that he had in that game should alone at least get him, you know, in the at least the first, you know, 10 on that list. If you're going from 100 to 1 in that order, then surely, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
I'll take top 10.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you put him at 10, I don't agree with it.
Right.
I don't agree with it. But if he's just in the conversation, and if you put him at 10, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I would put him probably somewhere closer to like 7 or 8,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I'm fine with 10, but like not even in the top 13 is just a crazy decision as far as building this list out from on three.
Yeah, and I don't know who put it together, but and I'm sure that maybe they'll do a revision. I doubt it, but
not before the season starts. But I mean, season,
but yeah, I just. Goodness
statistically,
gracious.
Statistically, like talk about like, all right, Gunnar Stockton,
mm-hmm.
like Gunnar Stockton, could you put Gunnar Stockton on South Florida's team last year and he throw for 3,000 and run for 1,000? I don't think so. No. I don't think he's a game changer. Josh no. Hoover.
No.
Could you put Josh Hoover on that team and see similar statistics? C.J. Carr, again, C.J. Carr surrounded by a ton. C.J. Carr has a lot of Gunnar Stockton to me. That they kind of remind me of each other a good bit. You look at like Trinidad Chambliss probably could. Like he's a stud.
Yeah.
Darian Mensah, maybe.
That's
Darian
Mensah
is a good – he's a good quarterback. Yeah. Jaden Mavia, he is really good. Maybe he could possibly do that. Let's keep going. Let me keep going through the list.
Yeah.
Arch Manning. I don't know if Arch Manning could. I'm not sold on Arch Manning. Arch Manning is the number 10 overall player in the top 100.
I mean, you knew the Texas, you know, love was going to be there. Texas is literally the Cowboys of college football. It's like, hey, this is our year. We got our guy. And they fall short every year. Every year. It never fails. And they hype up. In the offseason, they've been hyping up Arch since this is the third year now in a row.
Yeah.
And he, you know, last year was like, oh, he's going to be a top Heisman candidate. This man's going to win the Heisman and laid an egg against Ohio State. I know.
Last three games, though? What about them last three games when he really started to figure it out? Give me a break, guys. Julian Sayens, number 9 in the, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with that. I mean, he's a Heisman finalist. I do think he benefits from everybody around him. Sam Levitt, I still don't know what to expect from him. But yeah,
he's either hot or not. It's week to week, in my opinion. I think he's slightly over average. But
Lenore Sellers was in there. Lenore Sellers was in there too, and they really, really struggled last year. But his season 2 years ago, he was pretty incredible. So. I can even get on board with that argument. If you want to say, well, he's done it on a full SEC, he's done it against a full SEC slate, you know, fine. You know, I'll grant you that one. But as far as outside of those top 13, I just don't see it.
Yeah, I saw you're talking about Lenore Sellers. I saw the other day they were talking about if he had a better offensive line in college, like he could have in the NFL, he could potentially have like – who was it? I can't remember who said this. It was like an NFL network podcast or show or something like that. But they're like, yeah, he could put up like Cam Newton level, you know, numbers in the NFL. If he had. And I'm like,
why do they always go to the Cam Newton? Like, why do they always go there?
I don't know. I guess it's just the size, I guess. I don't know. Like his size at quarterback is unique. I get that. But like Cam was one of one, in my opinion. I don't think we'll ever get that again.
Even in the NFL, like he's incredible.
Yeah. It's just that's one of those athletes that comes through every now and then. That's just like that's not going to be a thing ever again.
Lenore Sellers last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they ranked this guy ahead of. I mean, I think he's good. They ranked him way ahead of Byron Brown last year. He threw for 2,400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 13 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. And I think Byron Brown threw for over 3,027 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And then rushing yards, you're like, okay, well, I bet you had a bunch of rushing yards, 270. He averaged 1.8 yards a carry. I mean, I just don't know that you can say that's that much. Like, we got to put him way ahead of we put him way ahead of Byron Brown there.
I don't get that at all. I really don't. Again, it's one of those things I think it has to do with – the school, smaller market, even though it's in Florida, you know, this is just going to add fuel to the fire, I think, for him. And I think it's going to give him more motivation. I don't know if he pays attention to this or not. I doubt it.
He should. But let's send it to him.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, he could be watching this right now. I was going QB1. But, you know, we'll see what happens with this. I think that they should have put him in the list. Again, I agree with you. I don't think he should be the number one quarterback on the list, but at least have him on there somewhere. He put up numbers for the past 2 years. I think that deserves a spot on the list. That's just me.
Two out of last three. He was injured 2 years ago. But, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean about it.
Yeah. But you know what is not on the list, but it's on everyone's list? Number one on their list? AUShirts.com. That's what's on there. Go to buy Auburn too, but AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen now. We add new styles weekly. Got some mugs on there as well. And hey, if you buy something at AUShirts.com, be sure to tag us when you do, and we'd love to shout you out on the social hour. We like to see people, you know, get the gear, support, and we like to interact with you guys. So go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
Get that Praying Mantis shirt.
Yeah.
Got the Praying Mantis shirt for basketball season.
Yeah. And then we also have Buy Auburn, Be Who You Say You Are, Do Business with Auburn People Everywhere at buyauburn.com. So just for example, if you are going to Atlanta for the Baylor game and you go to buyauburn.com and you see, hey, there's a sports bar that is down here in Atlanta, and there's a guy that runs it who is an Auburn grad, an Auburn, you know, it's an Auburn owned sports bar. That's just an example of many. There's, you know, real estate agents on there. There's businesses on there. Kyle was telling me last night on the Barncast that it is expanded and it's not slowing down anytime soon. So,
yep, over 30 businesses, and we're continuing to add.
Yes. So if you know somebody that is an Auburn grad or has any connection to Auburn and wants to and has a small business and wants to get their name out there, and this is the place to do it. Come add them
less
to
than a dollar a day.
Yeah, less than a dollar a day. Come add them to the index at buyauburn.com. It's a really cool, concept, and I'm glad they're a part of the Barn Social Hour for sure. But we were talking about the list, and there is one player on there that stands above the rest in terms of linebackers, that being Auburn's own Xavier Atkins.
Yes.
He is number 19 on the list.
Which is way up there to me for a linebacker.
I mean, top 20 is pretty impressive in general. So, on threes, buying in on the buying stock for Xavier Atkins, we have been, you know, very vocal about Xavier Atkins on this show and just on the barn in general. Everyone's high on Xavier Atkins. If you're a fan, I think you're high on Xavier Atkins. I know DJ Durkin is high on Xavier Atkins. So, on three is following suit with that, putting him at number 19 on the top 100 player list. And a little bit of technical difficulties, but the show goes on. Kyle, what do you think of Xavier Atkins?
Again, linebacker's not one of those positions that I feel like, even in the NFL, is not like super high value. I don't know why. Like, you look at salary pools and things like that. When you get the linebacker, that's just not a super highly valued position anymore. And so to have Xavier Atkins as a linebacker being one of the top 20 players in the country, I think that just shows you just how different he is at that particular position. So that's a huge, huge honor for him, at least for whatever stock you want to put in and on threes, you know, list. I think there's only seven linebackers on the list, and he's obviously the best of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
What a get out of nowhere. Seriously. Like, what an eval and what a get out of the portal. Like, he just freaking exploded.
He did. And I'm glad that he's kind of stepped into that leadership role too in the locker room. He seems like he's not going to be like, I guess, one of those people that you see in the media that's just like consistently being like the face of the team, I guess you could say, because that's going to be Byron Brown, I think, in my opinion. But he will, you know, be that guy in the locker room for the defense, especially. And then on the field, you better have your chin strap on tight, because he is coming to take your hat off. And I'm glad he's wearing orange and blue. I'll just say that.
So if you had to guess, would you say he's one of the three that goes to media days?
I would say so.
You got Byron Brown, Xavier Atkins, and who? Jeremiah Cobb.
Yeah, probably. I would say if it's not Jeremiah Cobb,
Cole Best.
Cole Best, or honestly, it wouldn't shock me if they grab one of the receivers. That's just me, though. But I think Cobb will more than likely be there. Byram will be there because I feel like Golish and Byram are at the hip. They're not going anywhere based off what we saw at that dinner and everything. So they're like best friends. It's almost like they could be in a buddy cop movie together. But
it's definitely going to be, it feels like it'll definitely be two of Cole Best, Jeremiah Cobb, and Xavier Atkins. Mm-hmm. And like I would take it, I would make Xavier Atkins. I mean, you got to take your returning All American, in my opinion. And then, you know, just flip a coin between the other two. What's funny to me, man, is listening to his interview with Takiyo Spikes.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, too, he did everything he did last year and almost felt like he was being held back. So that's kind of a scary thought to think about. Like the mindset from the team seems to match more of what his mindset is when he plays football. It's like, no, I don't want to be around in the fourth quarter. I want to be beating your, you know what, in the fourth quarter and just like putting the pedal on the floor, you know? So could that lead to an even better version of Xavier Atkins this year? That's kind of scary to even think about.
Yeah, no, and I feel like Golish, too, is kind of letting Durkin do what he needs to do this time compared to, I feel like Hugh kind of had Durkin, I'm not going to say in a cage, but you know what I mean? Like, there are boundaries, and you can't exceed this, you can't exceed this, and go with it. You know what I mean? And you can kind of, I don't know, that's what it felt like to me, and getting to go to that practice with y'all, getting to cover that, it just seemed like everyone was more loose and, you know, but at the same time still focused on the main goal, and that's getting better. And Durkin was locked in. I still have that picture on my phone of him and Golish looking at, you know, linebackers doing the drills, and I'm like, dude, they are dialed in. They're ready to go. So I'm excited, man. I really am. And I'm happy that Xavier Atkins got this recognition. The fact that he's not just number 19 on the list, but if you, you know, categorize it by just linebackers, he's technically the number one linebacker on the list. So
He's really cool to see that.
So that's really cool. And yeah, I agree with you now. The more I think about it, I think it'll be Cole Best, Jeremiah Cobb, and Xavier Atkins. And they might just, I don't know. They might
they're going to take Byram Brown.
I think Byram will be there too, but I don't know.
You only get to take three. So you only get to take three. So it'll definitely be two out of those three, I would imagine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm agreeing with you. Coin flip, and whoever, you know, gets it. But I'm trying to think what else.
Anybody on the list from Auburn that you feel like should have made it? Because Xavier Atkins is the only one other than Byram Brown.
I mean, Cobb, I feel like should be on the list somewhere, right?
Some of the running backs.
He almost broke 1,000 rushing yards last year.
There's some pretty good running backs.
It's a lot of competition, but I feel
like Kewon Lacy is a stud. He's a top running back. Ahmad Hardy, stud. Jaden Ball, stud. Don't know much about Isaac Brown or L.J. Martin. Isaac Brown's from Louisville. L.J. Martin's from BYU. Jordan Marshall from Rutgers. I don't know. Bo Jackson from Ohio State. He's a stud. Caleb Hawkins is a stud. He was the one kid from North Texas that has gone to Oklahoma State now.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers has two on the list. Hold on.
That's crazy.
No. Sorry. I was getting ahead of myself. Rutgers, Antoine Raymond, and Mark Fletcher from Miami, who's a stud. So, I mean, I guess I maybe understand that. I don't know. I was thinking who else could be on the list, but
if you count it, even though he's at a different school now. Cam Coleman is on the list, but he's at number 7. But now he's repping for Texas, not for Auburn. So, I mean.
No, we won't count him. We can't count him.
No, we can't.
And I don't think he's the 7th best player in college football either.
No, I don't either. I don't think he's top 10 personally.
He's top 100. I definitely would put him in the top 100. But he's got his games, at least from what we've seen. And, hey, that could just be. You know, could just be this, you know, Auburn letting him down from becoming, you know, a top 10 player. But I would, you know, top 50, but I don't know that I'd have him as number 7 in the country. I don't know of anybody else that their production justifies it. Keyshawn Singleton would probably – I think Keyshawn Singleton is a top 100 player in the country. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I can make a good argument for him to be ahead of, like, the last guy on the list is Nick Marsh, you know, from mm-hmm. that transferred from Michigan State to Indiana, and he's 6'3", 203, and, you know, he had almost 700 yards receiving last year at Michigan State. He's been pretty steady his first 2 years, so I don't know that I can necessarily argue that anything other than feels. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he's probably going to be better.
I feel the one name that just popped in my head, and I feel like if we would have utilized him better, and I think a little bit more in the offense, like they did at Georgia Tech, Eric Singleton Jr., I feel like he could have gotten on the list.
I wonder if he's – what do you mean? Like, you mean talking about, like, he would be on the list if he was still at Auburn?
I mean, like, if we would have utilized him better at Auburn and he was still in an Auburn uniform, you know, repping Auburn, I think he'd be on the list. You know what I mean?
Well, I think when they did this list last year, he was on the list. He's not on the list
this
year. He's not in the top 100.
Interesting.
And that's crazy because I think
he's very talented.
I think we just completely wasted him. I think he's definitely one of the top 100 players.
That's
in college football. I mean, he was a draft. Like, he could have gotten drafted probably.
He was going to the draft and then pulled out and ended up going to Florida because was it his receivers coach that ended up?
Offense coordinator, Buster.
Yeah.
Buster from Georgia Tech went to Florida.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes sense. But again, that's where my disdain for, as well as every Auburn fan right now, disdain for Hugh Freeze comes in because I was very high on Eric Singleton when we got him. I remember texting you. I'm like, you think we're going to get him? You think we're going to get him? It was like waiting, you know, like for Christmas Day. And then we got him. I'm like, oh, yes. We're about to have the freaking Swiss Army knife of college football for, you know, next season. And we didn't do jack squat with him at all. And I'm like, Hugh, what are we doing?
What a waste.
I know, man. You could have put him at the, you know, at H-back. You could put him at slot. You had so many options there to, you know, utilize the Swiss Army knife. But
It
is what it is. But yeah, I mean, that's the only name in my mind that pops in my head. But anyone for you at all?
No, I mean, I'm just talking about current roster. I don't know of anybody else I can make a really, really good argument from the current roster.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, again, just vibes.
Yeah.
to be inside the top 100.
Yeah.
But you know what? You start winning football games and people's perception change. Like, Elijah Melendez could maybe be, mm-hmm. you know, a top 100 player. You know, one of our, you know, young safeties could end up being a top 100 player one day. Like, there's guys on the roster that could be it. You just got to start winning, man, so you get more recognition.
And I think we're going to start doing that this year. I really do. I'm more confident this year than I was last year. You know, I was on the fence. I'm like, yeah, we're good, but, you know, this is year three of a, you know, another 5-win season. Are we going to do it again? And we ended up not doing anything at all. So, but I think the tide is starting to change into orange and blue, and it's going to be, I think we're going to have a good season. I really do. I'm hopeful, cautiously optimistic, but hopeful.
There you go.
It's, you know, we got to handle business in Atlanta against Baylor and then let the dominoes fall where they will. So, but I don't have anything else. You got anything?
No, man. You killed it.
Well, appreciate it. Well, if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, don't forget to follow and subscribe to The Barn. It is your number one spot for anything and everything Auburn sports. And check out other great podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour, like the Top Button Podcast with yours truly to wherever. It's mirrored, so I never point right, so I'm not going to. Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. We also have Village Vice. We also have The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show. We also have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. That has been very, very fun to listen to and watch. If you haven't, please go support that.
I'll tell you what, just subscribe to the channel, hit that alert bell, and buckle up because we're going to bring you the content.
And we can't wait for football season, y'all. It's right around the corner, and I'm anxious.
9.5 weeks.
Yeah, I think officially, according to Cole Kublik, it's 100 days until football. So I'm – at least in general, not for Auburn, but in general, college football starts in 100 days.
It's way less than that.
Is it? Okay. Well, I don't know.
That should be like 70. Or maybe that's till fall camp, and then you have another.
Yeah.
But that may be right. That may be right.
In terms of the actual regular season games,
is
100.
When is our first game? September the 2nd? How many days until September 2nd?
Yeah, let's run it. Let's get the official word
104
out.
104 days. You're right.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm ready for it, man. I've been ready for it. And, ever since, that spring practice we got to go to, I've got the bug for football, and, I hope you do too. But, thank you for watching as always. And we will see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. And as always, War Damn. We'll see you soon.